Bear hunting in the Lolo area. I'm David Sparks, and Sportsman Spotlight is next. Ted Fry's a primitive hunter and has come on the show many times and regaled us with how he makes everything he hunts with out of natural elements. Carves trees to make bows and arrows, tendons from harvested deer to make bowstrings, the whole bit. But he's also a professional hunting guide and recently told me about a bear hunt that he had taken.
We do what's called spot and stalk, and that kind of country's not real conducive to spot and stalk for bow hunting. It's so brushy and jungly. It's not open. It's very, very rainforesty, and so we do a lot of baiting, but we mostly sit on the ground. We don't do tree stands very often, although it seems like most of our clients tend to feel more comfortable up in a tree stand than they do on the ground.
Well, that's not surprising if you're hunting bear.
But bear, really, I'm more afraid of people than I am bears.
Okay, so you bait and wait.
Yeah, you just sit and wait. And that's one of the nice things about bear hunting both spring and fall is that it's an afternoon thing, so you don't have to get up real early like elk hunting, you know, getting up at 3 a.m. to get out there. And, you know, you can get up and have breakfast, have a cup of coffee, go out and do your baits and come back and, you know, relax a little bit, have lunch, and then go out and sit at a stand. Or you can spot and stalk. And in the fall, that's definitely easier than in the spring because they're in the berry fields. The wolf thing is not just a joke. It really has changed things.
No kidding. I've heard that from a lot of hunters.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.